The Spirit of the Tree, a Cinderella Tale from Zaire. Now, the story I'm about to tell you is going to sound an awful lot like a story I know that you've all heard before. But listen carefully, because that story is not this story. But it is about a beautiful young girl whose mother dies just as the girl is about to blossom into womanhood. And this young girl's father, wanting both a mother for his daughter and a companion for himself, married a woman whom he thought was as beautiful on the inside as she was on the outside. But that was not the case. For though this girl's stepmother was kind and sweet and good to her when the girl's father was around, when the girl's father was gone, which was often, the stepmother was mean and cruel to the girl, and sometimes beat her, and gave her very little to eat. And one day, when the girl's stepmother had given her nothing to eat at all, the girl ran into the woods, and she found her mother's grave, and she fell down to the ground, and she cried out, "Mother, Mother, if you can hear me, Mother, please help me, please." And as a tear from the girl's eye ran down her cheek and fell into the ground, up from the ground grew a tree filled with big, luscious, juicy, delicious fruit. And as the girl reached for a piece of fruit and ate it, she heard her mother's voice swirling around her in the wind, saying over and over, "I will always be there for you. I will always care for you. I will always be there for you. I will always care for you." And after the girl had eaten her fill, she went back to the home of her stepmother. For weeks, whenever the girl was hungry, she would run out and she would pick some of that luscious fruit from the tree. But one day, just as the girl was reaching for a piece of fruit off the tree, her stepmother came, pushed the girl out of the way, picked up an axe, cut down the tree, threw down the axe, and then the stepmother turned to the girl and said, "Now, what will you do?" And the stepmother stomped away. The girl again fell to the ground, and she cried out, "Mother, Mother, please." And again, as a tear from her eye rolled off her cheek and hit the ground, up out of the ground grew a vine. A dark green vine, filled with huge green leaves, and underneath these leaves were large orange pumpkins. And as the girl reached for a piece of stick from the tree and cut a piece of pumpkin and popped it in her mouth, she heard her mother's voice swirling around her in the wind, saying over and over, "I will always be there for you. I will always care for you. I will always be there for you. I will always care for you." And after the girl had eaten her fill, she went back to the home of her stepmother. And again, for weeks, any time the girl was hungry, she would rush out and grab a piece of pumpkin and eat it. But one day, her stepmother again saw her, and just as the girl was reaching for a piece of pumpkin, her stepmother pushed her out of the way, reached into the ground, pulled up the vine, held it up to the air, and let the wind blow it away. And then the stepmother turned to the girl and said, "Now, what will you do?" And the stepmother stomped away. Once again, the girl fell to the ground. "Mother, Mother, please." And as a tear left her eye and rolled off her cheek and fell to the ground, nothing happened. Nothing grew up out of the ground. There was no soft wind. There was no mother's voice. "Mother? Mother? Have even you forsaken me, Mother, Mother?" And the girl began to cry bitterly. She cried and cried until she heard footsteps coming towards her, and thinking it was her stepmother, and not wanting her stepmother to see her broken and despondent, she wiped the tears from her face and stood up. And she saw, coming towards her, not her stepmother at all, but a man. A tall, strong, handsome man whose skin was as brown and as shiny as honey. And the man came towards her and said, "Hello, I'm a hunter, and I'm in need of some wood to fashion myself 2 new arrows. May I use some of the wood there that is at your feet?" And the girl looked down at the tree that her mother had sent her, and thinking that her mother was gone from her forever, she said, "Yes, use all that you may need." And so as the man, the hunter, took out his knife and began to carve himself an arrow, the girl watched him. And when he was done, he held up the arrow and he said, Now let us see it fly." And he put that arrow in his bow and he let it go. And the minute the arrow began to soar, a soft, warm wind blew. And it blew the girl and the hunter into each other's arms. And as they stood there looking at each other, their hearts began to beat as one, and they fell in love. And as the girl looked into the eyes of her new beloved, she heard her mother's voice once again on the wind, circling around over and over, saying, "I will always be there for you. I will always care for you. I will always be there for you. Now he too will care for you." The end.